Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life, so don't waste them.
Improvement Bill here. Welcome to the Question and Animation series, where I answer your questions with fancy animations. Just comment down below with your question, and maybe you'll get featured in our next episode. Today we have a question from Tony Perez, who asks, tell us your backstory. When was the point you began your own self-change? You got it. So the high school I went to had a very interesting tradition. The graduating class would host a sort of battle royale the month before we all graduated. And this was way before Fortnite and PUBG were even a thing. Now, the rules were pretty simple. You had to pay $5 to join, and it was winner take all. However, the game would only last about 2 weeks, so in the case that there was more than one survivor at the very end, the prize pool would be split. Every single day, you would receive a text message from the game master. He would tell you who your target of the day was. This was the person that you had to hunt down and kill. Not physically with a knife, alright? All you had to do was mark them on their skin with a marker. Which was pretty funny because the battle royale took place in the summer, so you had people showing up to school in 90 degree weather with hoodies and jackets on. Now, there were a couple of other rules. Number one, you were not allowed to skip school or cut classes. If you were caught doing so, you'd be disqualified. Number two, you were immune while in class. This was to prevent the game from interfering with actual schoolwork. Number three, if you killed someone, your new target would be their target. So if Sam killed Ben and Ben's target was Shelly, Sam's new target would be Shelly. Number four, if you killed three people in the span of 24 hours, you would gain immunity, which meant nobody could touch you for 24 hours. So that was the more aggressive strategy, hunt down three people and you could relax. Number five, you had to kill at least one person throughout the game. This would prevent people from playing too passively. But that was it. You only had to kill one person. And finally, number six, you were allowed to kill the person who was hunting you. Only problem was you didn't know who it was. So you either had to set up like a sort of spy network and find out from your friends who was after you, or you would have to dodge your assailant's first strike and strike back. So, a large chunk of the graduating class signed up for the Battle Royale. I don't remember the exact numbers, but we had like a good 200-300 people participating, which meant that the prize pool was pretty big, especially for a bunch of high school kids. So everyone took it very, very seriously. The first couple of days were crazy. People were dying left and right. Every couple of hours, you would get a text message about who just got killed, how many people were remaining, and who was immune for the day. People were even hunting each other down outside of school. I remember taking the subway and seeing two kids in hoodies slashing at each other with markers on the train. Now, I got lucky on the second day. My target was this girl that I had class with. I don't even think she took the game seriously because she showed up in a normal shirt. She wasn't worried at all. So right after class, I just walked up behind her, slash, slash, marked her neck, and that was that. I got my first kill. By the end of the third day, there were only like 50 people left. Now, my strategy was simple. I figured because I had already gotten my one kill, I just had to play passively to win. There was no point in going out of my way to hunt down my new targets in the hopes of getting that immunity bonus. It was just too risky. So I played it safe. I went straight to class. I kept all my books on me so I didn't have to go to my locker. I skipped lunch, which wasn't that hard because the school lunch was pretty bad. And during my free periods, I would hide out on the first floor where almost nobody ever went. So the first week went by and there were only like 30 people left. And one day I remember taking the stairs out of the first floor to go to my next class and I get stopped by this girl. This was a girl that I had shared a couple of classes with throughout my 4 years in high school. She looked at me and asked, "Do you know who Richard is?" And I thought to myself, "Wait a minute, that's me. Her target is probably me." Wow. I'm so lucky she doesn't remember who I am. So of course I was like, "Nope, sorry, can't help you." And I quickly walked away. For the rest of the week, I basically did the same thing. I stuck to my strategy and I played extremely passively, and then the game was over. There were four survivors and I was one of them. I felt great. I had actually won a real life battle royale. So the game master sends out a text congratulating all the winners and he asks us to meet up with him so he could give us the prize money. So I went, I got like 200 bucks, and the game master looked at me and was like, "Oh, so you're Richard." "Yeah, man, it's crazy. People couldn't figure out who you were." And that's when I realized I won the battle royale not because I played it safe or because of my amazing strategy. I won because people genuinely did not know who I was. And these were people that I had shared classes with for 4 years. And that struck a chord with me. I thought about my high school career and I realized just how pathetic and sad it was. People always say high school is supposed to be one of the best periods of your life. I don't necessarily believe that, but still, high school should have been a better experience than what I went through. See, all I did was hang out with the same 4 or 5 friends, never joined any real clubs, I never went out of my way to meet any new people. Instead, I would just go straight home after classes and play video games all night long. I had crushes on so many girls throughout the years, but I never had the balls to ask any of them out. Instead, I spent my free time hooked on porn, jerking off like 2 or 3 times a day. I cruised through school. I would just copy homework and barely pass my classes. I didn't give a damn about my future. I knew my parents wanted me to go to college, so I applied to the one college that everyone applied to because you were basically guaranteed to get in. I was so broke that I would literally sit there and watch my friends eat whenever we went out. And if there were any leftovers, they would give it to me. All in all, I was a loser, a nobody. My high school career was so uneventful that I was practically invisible. But by pure chance, right after I graduated from high school, during that summer break, before I headed off to college, I came across something that would change my life forever. See, I was browsing a forum for a game that I was basically addicted to, and I came across a thread where someone mentioned self-improvement, and they provided a link to a self-improvement forum. Now before this, I had never heard of the concept. I genuinely thought that people were just born the way they were and that we were stuck this way till we died. I thought the successful, popular kids were just lucky, having been blessed with good looks, charisma, motivation, and all that good stuff. But as I browsed this forum, I came across story after story about people who had strikingly similar backgrounds as me. Losers and nobodies. But they would all talk about how they were able to completely change their life around, all because of self-development, all because of a couple of books they would read and a couple of habits they would build. And I was immediately hooked. I remember staying up all night just binge reading as many of these posts as possible, and that's when I realized that I could do this too. It doesn't sound too complicated. Sure, it sounds like hard work, but if it was possible to change my life that drastically, then it would all be worth it. And that's when I decided that I would embark on a self-development journey. And the rest is, that's a story for another day. I hope this answers your question, Tony. If you want to be featured in our next episode of Question and Animation, again, let me know your questions in the comments down below. Now, I know some of you guys probably noticed the after credits we've started to include in our videos. We're going to make our mascot, whose name is Pill, do a bunch of crazy things. So let me know what you want to see Pill do down below, and maybe you'll see your suggestion at the end of our next episode. Besides that, guys, stay tuned.
Do you like listening to this type of self-development talks? Check the link in the description below to find some life-changing books in audiobook format. The audiobooks are completely free, so grab the chance now.